Welcome back to Replacers. I hear this music and I'm waiting for Hector to wave the wand. Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez, my guest today for the second week in a row. You're the first in that regard.
Thank
I've had
you,
people
thank you.
I've repeated, but not Rosana Matienzo Carrion, the author of A Bordo del Normandy, which covers both the ship and the hotel and the life of Don Felix Benitez Resach and his lovely wife.
Mom Bueno.
You know, we're gonna run out of time again. I already know there was an article today,
uh-huh.
And it's LAT, and I said, what's LAT? It's living apart together. You heard of that phrase?
That's a new mode, right?
Living apart together, and then this well, I don't think it's not that new. It's not that new, but they play it as a new LAT, and then basically that the people that are together, sometimes even married, but they're living apart, and that's healthy and all. And I was thinking of Don Felix. He said they met like 30 times in their 30 years.
What his family used to say.
30 times in 30 years.
Correct.
And that it was very, and this was kind of like a series of their meetings. You know, it wasn't really, they weren't really together that much. And that wasn't really healthy to be together that much.
He didn't like it.
And so this is an article today, LAT, living apart together.
They're ahead
and that's
of
what
their
that
time.
was her
LAT.
Yeah, was it, so I was thinking, you know, so you read these things and you always come back when you have this novel and you have this program, you say, yeah, this LAT is what Don Felix believed in. So but let's give a little summary of last week, and you know, basically we talked about, you used Raimunda Benitez Rosas
as the narrator
developing. You explained that this idea developed from El Chivo, the Vargas Llosa, that you wanted a more complete character, and then we talked about how you developed her. And one of the things at the end, and I didn't ask at the moment, I was thinking later on when I listened to the program, you said that you had a couple of other endings and you were thinking of having her develop towards the end with higher, values, and you weren't able to, as something more worthy of admiration, and you had two other ends, and then you decided you couldn't do this. Like you developed this character. This is the thing. You developed this character, and then you feel you can't change this character to what you would like to do, because that's just not her. And I'm just so fascinated. I've heard some other authors, speak about developing a character, and the character becomes someone that they don't longer really control completely. Explain what the other endings you were thinking, and why you thought you couldn't change her character, and what's her character towards the end, as you understand.
Well, you know, there's a saying that she acted out of character, or he acted out of character. And when you're writing about, you create a person, well, this person must behave according to character.
Mm-hmm.
And Raimunda was, I think she's well-developed throughout the novel. And at the end, she becomes the end of the novel because she's what remains of A Bordo en Normandy, I think,
mm-hmm.
together with the hotel. But I said that I couldn't make her do something that I wrote that ending three times, because one of the times I really liked, but I really got out of the time period I wanted to talk about. And I really spoke about Don Felix in the 60s and in the 50s. And I didn't want to extend that far out, because it almost became another story.
Right, more biographical than a novel.
Exactly, it became another story. And then the second ending, it was too much Raimunda. Raimunda, she ended up sleeping with Gilberto, with another character, with Don Felix's son. And I read that several times.
With Gilberto?
With Gilberto?
The one who was with Monod?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I wanted her to sleep with him because wow. I wanted a woman that could do whatever the heck she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And particularly a very modern woman that was really very free.
Mm-hmm.
But then the editor said, well, you know, we don't like this that much. But I didn't like it either. You know, I kept silent, but I didn't like it that much either.
Okay.
So because it was out of character.
Out of character, okay.
Because, Gilberto was her friend while they were in Paris.
Right, he was
in the novel because they were both living in Paris, but after I wrote that part where she would sleep with Gilberto, I decided that she would never do that.
Right,
you know, because she was the woman, like I said before, Raimunda means the one that imparts the wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't wise. It wasn't that kosher.
Right.
So I rewrote the novel again, the ending, and. That's when this ending came through, which is a woman that she is kind of frustrated because her husband sleeps again with a mono. I mean, in this novel, everybody sleeps with everybody. Like you can see the values there are not...
Lack of values.
Perhaps. Exactly, lack of them. And so when she, in this last ending, she stays, you know, she just has a drink.
Mm-hmm.
She just has a cup of whiskey and she reminisces about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a hero either.
Right.
You know,
right,
that was a very, very quiet, very subtle ending, I think. She's just reminiscing
just
about
reflective. What... Reflective. She's reflective.
Exactly.
Yeah,
She's merely reflecting.
Okay.
And... She's not a person of action at that point,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which it's interesting that you bring up the point that she's reflecting because she is. The last novel, the last chapter of the novel, which is chapter 57, I believe, is a chapter on reflection.
Yeah.
And who emerges as a hero, ultimately, is the Normandy Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're still talking about Raimundo. I've got a fix.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's completely fictional.
Character.
She's completely fictional.
Yeah, she's really fictional.
I wasn't sure of that when I read the novel, but you explained that, and she's a completely fictional. Probably had more fun developing her than anything else.
I had a heck of a time developing her, and it's really interesting because many people, even the editors, like second guessing, you know, it starts with R, like your name, is that you? Or is that, a lot of people say, well, she talks just like you. And I said, well, the whole book talks just like me because I wrote it. But Raimunda is really a combination of many women, important women across my life.
Uh-huh.
And it has a little bit of me, but it's like una habichuela.
Yeah, yeah.
When you make beans, you put a little bit of a ham in it, and then you put a little bit of pimientos and a little bit of culantro and a little bit tomato sauce, and it becomes a creation. Your creation, the habichuelas.
Sí. Okay, let's describe a little bit Don Felix, and because his real life is novelist. I mean, it's almost unbelievable.
Sí.
And really, most of the things that he achieved, I mean, that's stated in the novel, happened. Let's talk about Don Felix. What were his achievements? And what was he like? And what were the values that were important for him? And what were his ups and downs and all? But let's start off we talked last week. Clearly a narcissist, and Raimunda and other people are clear in terms of their descriptions of him. You know that
mm-hmm.
he only stands for himself. The three passages, pasajes, tickets for the Normandy are. Raimundo is able to share and come back and save herself from what's happening in Europe with the Second World War. I mean, he did something generous. He didn't do it. He did it for himself, you know. So, but he's clearly a narcissist. But What, you know, a narcissist are focused. They have clear goals, materialistic goals. They run over people. People are just objects towards their. But you know, with that, with those kind of the values that he had, let's just you know talk about his achievements, the real achievements that he had in his life, and what do you think were the highlights and. You know, in terms of achievement, then we'll talk a little about where he had his downfalls a little bit during the period of your novel.
Well, okay. Everybody that has achievements has had or will have or is having downfalls because one goes with the other, unfortunately, I believe.
Yeah.
And Don Felix was very focused from the very beginning. He had a marriage starting off in life with a second cousin, Aide Rexach. And after having four children, he quit the marriage. He just took off doing other things. I don't think he was cut for marriage or for having children. And his achievements were basically as an engineer. But also as a person, because he had this charm, which most narcissists do have. He had this unique charm, and he was able to charm his way around because, as we know, he never completed his engineering degree. So he had a way to charm his way around, and his first great achievement was he made dock number 6 with the Federals, with a United States company, big company, and that was the first tourism port in Puerto Rico. And he would have derive a rent from those ports for the rest of his life, basically. So that gave him the necessary money to his second achievement, which was El Escambrón Beach Club. By then, he had already married Momono, and she helped him a lot to design the idea of the Mediterranean Beach Club. His third and largest achievement was doing the port in Dominican Republic, during the port for Trujillo, and that port made him a world-class millionaire. And the construction lasted 5 years, and he stayed at Dominican Republic until Trujillo died.
And he became a Dominican citizen.
Exactly, he became a Dominican citizen. He didn't like what was happening in Puerto Rico, and. Going in your line of thought, he was very much he was very focused on what he wanted. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to deal with people like Trujillo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you deal with Trujillo if you're not completely focused and you know what you're doing and you're very confident and all the things you were talking about? You were mysterious, which is another characteristic of the narcissists. He was mysterious as a seductor. He seduced, clearly he seduced Trujillo.
Hmm.
Clearly he seduced Roosevelt. Clearly he seduced several of the senators that came here. He tried to seduce Leahy, and he wasn't successful. And he was there was a charm to him, an irresistible charm. He was very handsome, and he knew how to approach things.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, like some family that I spoke about Don Felix, they said that they couldn't stand him, that they called him El Famoso, and that this particular person, which we both know, he was so interesting, and he said that he once had his boat docked in San Juan, and his father, Jose Resach, went to visit Don Felix at the boat, and he was a little kid, and Don Felix said, no children, you know, keep him out, and he said he felt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another story of his grandson René, who is very sick right now, and he said that he wanted a car, and he had to beg for $5,000 for the car. Yeah. And he said that his grandfather was really not available for him at all. So there are these contrasts, deep contrasts.
He also, in terms of engineering feats, I think the Dos Hermanos, the first bridge.
I think
he did the first bridge, not the one that's there now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he did another one in Utuado, I think Las Cabañas or around that area.
And then in terms of recognition. By both the French and the Dominican.
That.
He got the what was he?
Fleur de Lis.
Fleur de Lis, which is given for outstanding
non-French citizens, and he was given that because remember the Trujillo asked for a quote for the port from the company that made the Panama Canal. Which was a French company.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, it was Lesseps and all these people, and Don Felix, Don Trujillo, very wise, said his first choice were the people that made the company that made the Panama Canal. And then they said that we cannot do that, you know, unless it was $10 million. And we cannot do that. And otherwise, and we're $10 million and we don't guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
We don't guarantee
that it will work.
So Trujillo, it came this Puerto Rican guy and said, no, I can do it. And I'm going to put $250,000 to start on my money. And then you only have to pay me $2 million. Let me tell you, he ended up with $9 million. So the French weren't far.
We're far.
When they say it was $10 million,
he
ended up charging. Earning $9 million.
Yeah, there was a given moment where he put three fingers up to Monod.
Exactly.
Which meant he had $3 million more.
Exactly.
And that was in the 30s. So.
That was in the 30s, imagine.
And then the other, the Duarte.
The highest condecoration of the
Dominican Republic.
And then he also got a medal from Trujillo himself.
Mm-hmm.
But that Fleur de Lis, he was seen many times in Puerto Rico, walking around with it.
He was very pro-French, very, Franco very
pro-French. Francophile all the way, Francophile.
And, so in terms of course, those are the wars, but then he had a DC-3.
Exactly.
The top airplane, private for himself. He had a ship that was about 40,
yes.
Had Tripulantes 40. How big was the ship?
Well, he had two ships.
The
first ship that he had.
These were ships. These weren't small yachts. These were ships.
The one he first had was called the Goss, which means a talisman, what he believed his wife was.
Yeah, and he called her that.
He called her that as a cool word.
See.
And then that ship lasted until 1942. But after the novel is finished, he gets another ship, which he buys from the United States Army, Navy. And he purchases that ship and he converts it into a luxury jet.
Okay.
And he does that in his own astillero. How do you say astillero in English?
Shipyard, no?
And in his own shipyard. He converts it into a huge boat, which is called Lemoineau. And that ship is most of the time in Cannes.
In Cannes. Well, we run out of time. I'll go back on that ship because, but the achievements in terms of materialistic.
Exactly.
Okay, so Hector, take her away. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. My guest, the one you're listening to,
Hola.
Is Rosana Matienzo Carrion, the author of A Bordo del Normandy. And that's what we're talking about, Don Felix Benítez Rexach.